One of the places most in danger when it comes to rising sea levels is Tuvalu, a small, low-lying island nation in the South Pacific. Last year, Australia pledged to support Tuvalu by allowing some climate migration. The agreement still has to be ratified. And while the plan may be well-intentioned, our next guest argues it does not represent climate justice. Taukie Katara grew up in Tuvalu and now lives in Queensland, Australia. He's a founding member of the Tuvalu Climate Action Network, and he's also an independent researcher focusing on Indigenous knowledge and how it can be tapped as a resource to address the climate emergency. Taukie, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Taukie, can you first describe Tuvalu for us?
Certainly. Tuvalu is an independent island nation in the Pacific, just north of Fiji, comprises of 8 individual islands, roughly around 11,000 people. And Tuvalu's highest point above sea level is not more than 5 meters above sea level, which makes Tuvalu very vulnerable to storms, cyclones, and sea surges.
And Taukie, you're speaking to us from Australia, which has offered help to Tuvalu by allowing 280 people a year to relocate to seek safety from the impacts of climate change. And the plan isn't a done deal yet. But how would you briefly describe what this maybe does for the people of Tuvalu when it comes to climate change and where it falls short?
Yeah, look, this treaty which was struck between Australia and Tuvalu, in a lot of Tuvaluans and a lot of also people like myself as researchers see as it wasn't really done in a way that a lot of consultations between the government of the day and the people of Tuvalu. This treaty was sort of like a political stunt done by that previous government. But it wasn't a really bad treaty in a way, because that treaty, like you said, you know, it can allow 280 people from Tuvalu to move to Australia if they want to. For us Tuvaluans, we actually prefer to stay back home because that's where our ancestors are buried. That's where our culture is born. That's where our identity was shaped. And all those factors actually play a role when people decide to move away from Tuvalu.
I wonder also, because Australia is one of the most expensive countries in the world to live in, does the government's plan take that into account? Otherwise, I imagine it would be somewhat of an impoverished existence in Australia. And I have to say, Taukie, not to mention the racism there against islander peoples, you know, it doesn't sound too attractive.
No, like you said, exactly like you said, you know, all these little details of this the Falepili Treaty were not done in a way that people in the communities fully understand the nature of the decisions that they're going to make if they decide to move to Australia.
I wonder too about, you know, strategies of adaptation to the climate crisis and mitigation of what's to come. If resources were maybe put there instead of towards offering a very small percentage of people a chance to leave.
Yeah, I think currently what the previous government has done, and I think that's still like what the government of Tuvalu wants to do for its people, is they have embarked on this major multi-million dollar project in Tuvalu, which is an adaptation measure for Tuvalu. And this is reclaiming land, building land, raising land to a certain height so that the people can still live on the islands that they live on. So the project has already started on the capital island of Funafuti. You know, if countries like the Maldives have done it and countries like the Netherlands are able to protect their own country from sea level rise, then why cannot Tuvalu do it?
So, Taukie, let me ask you, if, say, someone from the Australian government could hear this interview, given that you use a lot of Indigenous knowledge and wisdom behind your suggestions for climate change adaptation, what would you suggest as a better way to use resources for climate justice for the people of Tuvalu?
I think what Australia should be doing is provide as much resources for Tuvaluans to actually survive and live on their islands. And that would also be a great mitigation initiative for Australia to do for the Tuvaluans to fully adapt to the issues of climate change.
Taukie Kitara is an independent researcher and founding member of the Tuvalu Climate Action Network. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.